handle the truth.
I'm just sitting here staring at myself. What am I doing? Hi, everybody. Oh, it's going to be one of those days, I guess. Well, anyway, why don't we go ahead and act like I'm going to go ahead and do the show. I'm sitting here staring at the wrong screen thinking I've got the intro playing because I'm waiting for it to click over so I can click it over so I could be here. Hi. Oh, I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. It is March 28th. It's Thursday, 2024. Well, and again, those dates are made up. It doesn't really matter. So it doesn't really matter when I start or how I start, right? It doesn't matter if I sit there and flip my hair and play with it or whatever, because I was just trying to get it to where my headset looked all right. So anyway, guys, we continue to have a lot of more of this hilarity. I don't know if that's what we want to call it. We have to somewhere along the line, I guess, someday, just go ahead and laugh at what is going on around us, and we don't always want to have that conversation. But let me do this for you. I know that we have a failure in society, and that is us. We are society. We are those that are part of the collective. We are part of America. We're a part of the world. We're part of the galactic whatever federation. We're a part of just this oneness that we all believe that we're not part of. And by the way, I'm sporting today the shirt here that I had made. And so a couple of you guys have sported yours. This is mine. I just got mine today. I will show you the backside. So there is the back. So just to let you guys know, I'm wearing sweatpants today. So, and I will never tell you what I wear every day. Anyway, so that's just a funny little thing I do. If you think about how we have been taught through religion or religious practices or people or this or that, you would realize that it seems to me in a really big way that there is a considered effort to keep us from understanding who we are, what our power is. And Vince Braun, good to see you. Good to see you. Thank you so much. Good to see you. I'm here, buddy. Good to see you, Vince. Haven't seen you in a long time, buddy. Appreciate it. Edward, good to see you. So when we think about the cooperation of religions, government, education, religion against religion, country against country. Just like the conversation I had with Alexandria on Monday. Oh, look, I'm still at 3280 today. Woo! I got one new follower on Twitter. Even though I had three new followers today, I'm up to 3280. That means I had to have lost two to gain the one out of the three I had follow me today on Twitter. Twitter, you guys got to get your poop in a row, because you guys aren't doing a really good thing here. So as we go down let me go back to this. So we have, like with Alexandra, I asked her the question, and by the way, I did cut a V-neck into the shirt just because it fits better. So if you guys, this was an 80s thing. I don't know if you guys remember this as your 80s kid. I guess I could take it. You could see, like, I put the old V-cut in the shirt there because, you know, that way it doesn't bind up around my big neck. Anyway, John, good to see you. John Kennedy, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here, sir. So when I was talking to Alexandra on Monday, I asked her, I said, okay, we're all very confused, and we all have this, you know, oh, Israel, 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 ooh, we're all big Israel fans, right? But the problem is that not everybody in Israel is Jewish. And not every Jew lives in Israel. And some Jews don't like other Jews. So there is Hasidic Jews, there's Ashkenazi Jews, there's just a good old Jew. And so what I'm pointing out here is that even within Christianity, we'll say Christianity, by the way, if you go back through the annals of history, you'll find out that the Bible originated out of Ethiopia. But let's not get caught up in semantics. So when we talk about how we say, hey, we have this, that, or the other thing going on with each other, with societies, within religions, within governments, within countries, within the globe, within the Galactic Federation, what I'm trying to point out here is religion has divided us in ways that's not necessary. And I do understand that there is a need to want to be right, and it's so hard to work within the ego and understand that you have to admit you're wrong to actually start the healing process within yourself to forgive others. And because ego wants to, be vindicated, it wants its pound of flesh, it wants to be right, it wants all these things, we're going to find ourselves, not really getting to come together. We're going to find that we're going to be pushed away from each other like magnets, right? They use the metaphor, your magnets will come together, you turn them around and they push apart. Well, so what's really crazy is they're both magnets. Oh, but I'm coming at it from this point of view, it's different than you, so you're wrong and I'm right. Well, that's ego. The greatest thing that I've had to struggle with myself and had to really kind of come to get... Tony Culver, good to see you, man. Haven't seen you in a long time. Lindsay, thank you so much for being here. And Angie, good to see you as well. She says, Angie says, who are Jews? who are Jew? Like, who are Jew? Who are Jew? So when we think about how our ego wants to be right, and I've had to go through this journey of learning how to be wrong, and I will tell you that understanding that I really want to find out the best answer I can with the information I've got, and I've had to reevaluate answers that I thought I had, that was it, that was the end-all, be-all, this is the answer, I'm in here, boom, I'm great, okay? Now, I have spent a lot of time in this noggin of mine going through all these things, and I will tell you that it's not a peaceful situation in here in my head because I want to be right. I want to be right. I want to be right. But at the same time, I've had to go back and I've had to relook at some of my things I've done in the past. I was a youth pastor in the 90s. For 2.5 years, I didn't do it for very long. I had young kids, but I was also moving to Kansas. So when I was in Mesa, Arizona, I lived in East Mesa. We went to church in Mesa, and I was a youth pastor for 2.5 years. And I was an Awana's director. I did the games. I did plateau things. I mean, I just taught lessons. I taught the Bible. I taught it. I understood it. I knew how to talk it, do all these things. And so when you actually start going back and going, okay, did I actually purvey the correct information? Am I actually giving those kids that I was teaching, was I giving them the best information? When I was going through decades of going to church and doing all the right things and being the right guy and all this stuff, was I actually the right guy I needed to be? Now, maybe in my situation, as best I could survive and tread in water with the waves of life crashing, I probably wasn't the best. I probably was doing the best I could in that situation, but I wasn't the best I could be. And so when we talk about these religions, oh, man, Pat Meads, good to see you, man. Thank you so much for being here live. I was in Florida just a couple weeks ago. I'm going to hopefully be there again. So, Pat, we'll have to hook up and see each other. We have not seen each other in quite a while. Anyway, so when I know I have to go back and I have to think about my relationship with myself and the need to be right or wrong, or the inability to actually say you're wrong, well, that's where all this seesaw back and forth, two-man saw with inside of yourself, you struggle with. You're constantly struggling with you being you, right? Being the who you need to be, but admitting you're wrong. My shortcomings are these things right here, X, Y, Z. And I know what those things are. I know that I struggle with certain things that I know that are ego driven. But this is also, a lot of this stuff is from, you know, life experiences, trying to survive, trying to get past a few things, this and that. And so I've had to really work on those. And I tell you what, it's not easy. It's absolutely not easy. And the reason I went ahead and named today's show Person Crime is because the biggest thing for me is that the news cycle has been putting out today about the gentleman who was shot, the police officers who was shot in New York by a man that had been arrested 22 different times. Now, I did not like the narrative of how they were putting that out there. And the reason I want to talk about this all in a big string board effect, I got all these different topics I've picked up so far, religion, getting everybody all wound up. Ooh, don't talk about my Jesus. Don't talk about my Buddha. Don't talk about my Muhammad. So my problem with it is that when I hear certain rhetoric, it's when I say rhetoric, it's just this talking point. We're just going to pound, 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 bang, 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 right? Just all the time. Referring to the gentleman being arrested 22 times, I don't have a problem with him being arrested 22 times. What I do have a problem with is him being arrested for non-person crimes. And when I talk about that and I talk about the non-person crime, I'm tying that back into how we are wrong and how we look at ourselves and how we judge others. But then at the same time, when we look at this situation where this gentleman shot a cop and it shot him below the bulletproof vest or whatever the bullet-resistant vest he had, and again, everybody walking around in flak jackets and Kevlar helmets and SWAT gear, you don't know really how to address somebody who looks like they're going to kill you just because you're standing there. So again, these are ego-driven situations. Again, ego, right? We're going back to this. And this is where the person crime of things come in. So when we say, you know, we want to see things different in our society, we want to see things be this and that, blah, blah, blah. Carrie Heiserman says, Friday Eve. Good to see you so much. Thank you so much for being here, Carrie. We think about how our ego drives so many things in our life. It comes down to us going, well, he was arrested 22 times and that piece of crap should never hit the pavement again. He should never see the light of day. Screw him. Well, I get it to a point. But we also have to remember this individual is a human being. And sometimes human beings can change their way. Sometimes human beings can be different. Sometimes human beings can grow. And as stubborn as I am about just liking not to change, I don't like change. And that's just me. So a lot of people don't like change because the mind loves routine. The mind loves repetitive things. The mind loves to be repeating these things over and over again because the mind doesn't have to expend energy. The brain is so amazingly fast and just brilliant in so many ways and how it collects information, stores information, how we can regain neuroplasticity within our brain. And with nicotine, it protects the neurons within the brain and actually protects you from the oxidative stress of the day, the rusting of the brain during the day. Nicotine, not cigarettes. Listen to the difference here, boys and girls. Listen to me. Nicotine does that. THC does that. But if you put in a cigarette into your lungs, that's not it. You got 2,000 extra chemicals that you shouldn't be dealing with. But the brain itself has all these abilities. Lion's mane, shown with niacin, with psilocybin, actually will regrow neural pathways in the brain. Scientifically proven that lion's mane, psilocybin, and niacin will actually cause the stimulation of growth in not only in the nerve endings in the feet, but also the nerve endings and the neuroconductivity in the brain. Now, why did I say all these things? Because the brain wants to be lazy. It wants to do things in a repetitive pattern. And that is our fault. Because we have to live life with purpose. That means we have to put thought or energy or redirection into our own brain. Our brain keeps doing the same stupid crap over and over again because that's what we've taught it to do. Be lazy. But if we live life differently and we start thinking things differently, then suddenly things come to our awareness and how we actually deal with things better. Judah, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I haven't seen you in a long while. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. So as you continue down this path of talking about your ego again, like, oh, dude, look at that egomaniac. Well, that means he has an out-of-control ego, right? And we've all seen those individuals. And so when you think of things like this, you have to start going back and start pulling back. It's like, what is making me want to say, put this guy in jail. He's been arrested 22 times. When you put human beings under pressure, they tend to overreact. They don't underreact. This is a known fact psychologically across the board. And yes, every bit of it, of all the stuff that we're dealing with, all the stuff that we're dealing with in our life is basically us not managing our egos. When we deal with these problems and all these things, it's because we have built that pattern into ourselves. So break that pattern, live life with purpose. And then that takes energy. That takes time. And when you think about energy and time and how all that stuff works, you start getting exhausted almost instantly because it's actually work to do that. Like I told you, tomorrow morning, wake up and brush your teeth with the opposite hand. Now, I've been using remineralizing toothpaste for about over a year now. And I will tell you, my teeth have changed so much. My ability to chew and what I used to eat, like Skittles, which never eat Skittles, guys. They're outlawed in almost every country but America. Skittles are absolutely horrible. I love them. I used to eat them like the handfuls. Trust me, I love Skittles. Easy candy to eat. But anyway, I keep getting a little bit distracted on this stuff. Sorry. When you think about how your body has to process things and what you're going to go through, you have to do it differently than you've ever done it before. Now, I have been doing this remineralizing toothpaste, and I will tell you that just this week, I started swallowing instead of spitting the toothpaste out. I have diatomaceous earth in there. I have bentonite clay in there. I have sodium bicarbonate in there. It's a four-ingredient toothpaste that I use. Formulated by, this is all in-house, okay? But it took me a year, guys, listen to the words I'm saying here. It took me a year after 52 years of, Lindsay says, always spit. Nobody wants to hear that, Lindsay. It took me a year to actually break my mental process to actually swallow the bentonite clay, diatomaceous earth, remineralizing toothpaste. It took me a year to do that. And everything in this toothpaste, I have already ingested. It's not like I've never ingested these products before. But when it's a habit, and it took me a year to finally, instead of when I brush my teeth, to spit that out and then rinse it out, I actually swallowed that bentonite clay, the diatomaceous earth, and the other things, right? I'm showing you what I struggle with. So when we talk about the ego, when we talk about how our lives are struggling, don't think that somehow you're like, mastered it day one. I just changed the way I do things. Look at me. I am brilliant. Then why don't you work out every day after you bought that membership on January 1? Why don't you go to the gym and do the saunas every day like you're supposed to? Why aren't you putting in the limited strength training that you should? But my problem is that, again, we have this situation where we know that we have shortcomings, but we'll also tell ourselves that we got it mastered, and that is ego. See, ego tells you that all you got to do is just do it once and it's no problem. But we know it takes 21 days to build a pattern. And after 31 days, it becomes a habit. But my problem with myself is I know that I have certain things that I do in a certain way. So I got to break those patterns so I can start making sure that I'm living life with purpose and not living out of habit. Now let's go back to personal crime, person crime. It's the name of this episode, right? We're doing person crime. Now, when we all think about how our life around us is like, oh, we, you know, we've got, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm this guy's a criminal, oh, lock him away. Here's the thing. Again, I'm going to point out to you that we know, I'm going to point out to you that we know the judicial system overcharges, but also charges people with crime as the city, county, state, and the federal government, but yet the Supreme Court 12 times, and then in the 13th case, they referred to the 12 cases, that the city, county, state, and the federal government cannot be the victim of a crime. But yet they make themselves a victim of a crime. Why? Because it keeps you from prosperity. It keeps you in a perpetual spin of negative energy. And if you don't want to believe that there is negative energy, then I got to wake you up. I got to smack you in the head. I got to get a hold of you. I got to shake you. Now, I'm telling you right now, negative energy is an absolute real thing. Negative people, succubus. I call them succubus. People who are succubus. That's a succubus right there. They come into your life and they suck the energy out of you. And they want to do that because your energy is amazing to them. Because they live in this drawn down succubus life. They just don't know anything to do. They can't even build their own energy up other than to suck the life out of you. And if that means destroying you, if that means getting you fired, if that means that it takes just, you getting a lock at last, don't get that promotion, or you don't get the next whatever in this group, or you're not going to be the starting lineup for the baseball, softball, football, soccer team, whatever it is, these succubus will actually, no matter whether they have talent or not, suck the life out of you to destroy you so you cannot be successful. And these people are in our lives constantly. These people are around us constantly. But when you start to live life with purpose, when you start going out of your way to make sure that you are not going to live that life of these, you know, letting these succubus pull your energy out of you because of the light that you are, when you start doing that, you will start seeing people fall away from you because you don't resonate with them. And we can say resonate. We need to say resonate because that's what it really is. They're not in harmony with you. They're not in balance with you. They don't like you because they need to pull you down to their level. Okay? This is the world we live in. This is how you have to think about the world you're in. We all know about that one person that makes us feel, John's here. Oh, Susie's here. Oh, you know, it's like whatever the person is, whatever the ick is, right? Oh, it just seems like they're just always after me. I can't get away from them. There's always something wrong. And see, this is where you can identify those things instantaneously. As I'm talking about it, you guys have all clicked off the names. You guys all know the person. You guys all know it. You could call them grifters. You can call them posers. You can call them succubus. You can call them a piece of crap. You can call them an idiot. You can call them an effer. You know, whatever it is that makes you feel whatever. But identify the problem and then walk away from them. But don't go back to the well. Don't go back to the poison and expect healing to happen in your heart. Now, real quick, I want to go through. A lot of you guys weren't here. John had a comment. I was using Himalayan pink salt. And now I started on Celtic sea salt, which is all needed minerals in there. We're not getting. Yeah, absolutely, John. And throughout the day, 2, 3, 4 times a day, take a little pinch of that salt and just rinse it down. Lisa Fender. Lisa calls it Futhermucker. I don't know if that's how I'm supposed to say that, but we all know what she was trying to say and what I was trying to say. But no, I appreciate that. Thank you. Well, again, guys, I'm going to get you guys. So I have the new At the Corner of Badass and Cool Shit on the shirt today. It's sported here. This is the front of it. It's got the signpost here with the Corner of Badass and Cool Shit. And here's the back of it real quick so you guys can look at it. There's the back of it. So I don't know if that's necessary. But I did cut the V in the neck because, I just got a big stupid neck. But anyway, so I got the old 80s V-cut in there, and that's how we're going to do the old Jim Price Show shirt. But if you guys want that, go to thejimpriceshow.com, thejimpriceshow.com. And Lindsay's already got hers. She posted her pictures out yesterday. And my son, he got one today. I actually had Pam Tucker, who does my shirts and all that, amazing, amazing lady here in Wichita, Kansas. Pam Tucker is so amazing. She sent me two free shirts for me, and she was very generous to do that. So thank you, Pam Tucker. She's an amazing, amazing woman. If you guys need any help with printing or anything like that, I will definitely get you hooked up with that. But go to thejimpriceshow.com, go to the store, and get yourself a corner of the badass and cool shit. I think it's kind of fun. So, and Vince Braun, you remember, I think you were there when I, Carrie Heiserman was at the Christmas party and all that good stuff. So that's back when my house, back when I used to have a, on Facebook, you could put in your own location description, and my house was the corner of badass and cool shit for a long time. Anyway, so if I had events at my house, it always said, where's it at? Oh, that badass. Anyway, so you guys get the point. Now, as we're going down through all this, understand that there is this whole thing with this person crime. It's very essential that we understand that that is about ego. The city, county, state, and the federal government are willing to go past laws, rules, regulations, precedents, because keeping you in a negative energy, keeping you fighting the system, keeping their jobs is more important than being fair. Is more important than your future, more important than anything else. Now, I could give you my story, and I could tell you about my judicial process that I went through and how it happened. I could tell you about the people who affected it. But I will tell you, those people that were affecting the decisions in my case and to overcharge and do what they did, and the individuals who I thought were friends of mine, and I, those people that I actually thought I was true friends with and people I thought I would loved as well, well, they all dogpiled on. And I will tell you right now, I'm okay with it. I do believe I have a, including the U.S. Marshals, who have put together a case for me and turned it into the Department of Justice, and the Department of Justice will not prosecute the judges and the DAs and the police officers who are there. I have to use a civil process, which again takes money that the Jim Price Show doesn't have. I would rather spend money doing this than chasing that, because this helps you guys. But in my case, those people that I thought I loved, people I thought were my good friends, people I thought were my confidants, teamed up with a system that's there to chew the legs off of you, because they need a job. They need to make sure they're keeping their political positions where they want them to be. The judge I'm having coffee with for 3 years signed the warrant for me. And I will tell you that that individual was looking for a bump up to federal because he was aging out. So he was being selfish and self-centered, and he thought if he did one for the cool kids club that he would get that lift. But then there were other people who made reports and made statements, and there were other people who pushed things in their own personal abilities, right? They did things to affect my life. And those people, every single one of those people, from the two judges involved in the case, my attorney, the DAs, the police department, the people that I know that are on the Brady Giglio list, the list that means that they cannot testify in open court, these individuals, every single action, from the laser dot on my forehead telling me if you move, I'll blow your blanking head off, that defines that gentleman, not me. You notice, that's that person's problem. That's that individual's problem. That is on them. Not on me. I look at myself and understand that I had my hands above my head standing there before they ever said anything. I did not do anything. I did not deserve that extra. They did that because it made them feel better. It made them feel like they were in control. Leaving me in the back of a police car for 6 hours, handcuffed with my hands behind my back, does not define me, but defines the individual who felt that was necessary to treat another human being for the same thing. And in my case, as well as other cases across this country, people are being charged with crimes. Well, there's no victim. There was no victim in my crime. There was nobody doing anything or had seen anything, pictures of or testimonies from any witnesses of any crime that I had committed. Hey, Jonathan, good to see you. He says, evening, fam. So yeah, Jonathan's calling everybody family. Thank you so much. Jonathan gave to the show yesterday. Thank you for that donation. If you guys want to help out with the Jim Price Show, there's plenty of different ways. Remember, we can also go, you guys can also go to mydailynaturals.com and you guys can order your basic cell function package. If you guys want to get out of this inflammation, out of the dis-ease of your body, get the basic cell function package. If you guys don't want to go to My Daily Naturals to help the support the Jim Price Show, I understand. But I'm going to be doing phone calls or Zoom calls coming up, and I wanted to talk to you guys about that today. I've had a few people reach out, and they've asked me if I would do a class or if I would do some one-on-one, and I will do whatever you guys would like. Now, here's what I suggest. Either Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday of this coming week, if you guys want to have a Zoom call, I would ask that everybody donate $5, and I will send out the Zoom call link. And I would appreciate Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, whatever you guys want to do, $5. And so that we will sit down and I will give you guys as much time as you want. If you guys want an hour, 2 hours, that's fine. And we'll go through the first one. We can talk about copper if you'd like. Or we can talk about methylfolate. Or we can talk about BH4. Or we could talk about, you know, the Book of Enoch. We can talk about the Sumerian tablets. We can talk about, if there's a class or something that you want to drill down on and have that ability to ask questions, take notes, I can actually put up things about the mushroom supplements I have through sillygnome.com. PSILLYGNOME.com, sillygnome.com. I don't have the store set up there, but you can kind of see I have a template out there. But I do have Reishi, Chaga, Turkey Tail, and Lion's Mane available, and I take them every day. I have other listeners that are taking them every day as well. And I do see the significant difference in my life. Now, I take my Lion's Mane, and I am doing things with that because I know that it's going to stave off Alzheimer's. I know it's going to stave off memory issues. I know it's going to regrow the brain the way I need it to grow. Tanya Price, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate that. So guys, if you want to go to mydailynaturals.com, get the basic cell function package, get it. It's just going to help you. Your body is going to start doing things you've never seen before because I guarantee you there's not one person out there that has methylfolate in their diet, that has copper in their diet, that has iodine in their diet, that has the magnesium they need in their diet. I guarantee you. Now, you may have one, but you don't have all. There's very few people that I've talked to. Now, I will say Edward is actually on the path of getting himself into the whole process. Jill, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. So I know that Edward, as we talked on the phone last week and we walked him through a few things about iodine and some other things. So he's going to start seeing those changes in his life. And he was already taking like a glutathione. Glutathione is very good for you. There's a lot of great things that happen with glutathione, but I will tell you at the end of the day, there's things that your basic cells just need to function. And we don't give up those things. That's going to help the Jim Price Show, but it's helping you more. There's very little profit in what we're doing on the vitamin line, but those vitamins are going to help you. You're going to live happier and longer, and you're going to enjoy the Jim Price Show happier and longer because you're going to help us as well. So anyway, just going down that path of making sure that you guys are getting what you need. Now, those shows, I'm willing to do that for you guys. Like I said, a $5 donation would be great for those that want to participate in that, which I don't think that that's too much to ask. But I will go down the path with you and show you all the different ways that you can do things. And you can ask me, hey, Jim, I got a hangnail. What do I do? You know, hey, I got this. I got that. We can walk through those things so that you can actually feel the healing in your body and your body starts putting itself back together. And you don't have to sit there in dis-ease any longer. And that is essential for you. So just understand that I want to do this for you. Let me know what you guys think. Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday this next week. So Sunday is Easter. Or that is actually, this is actually the celebration of Ishtar. It's the first full moon after the summer equinox. Easter, according to Christian standards, is not until the third week of April, but we're not going to do that. We're going to celebrate the God of Easter and understand that we're going to use eggs and Easter bunnies to do that. So just a little bit of a thought there. Now, going back, as we talk about how our bodies and our minds are just very, you know, built for efficiency, and we're not putting our body at ease, we're always at dis-ease. When I talk about the ego of things, this is the mental part. And a lot of our, we've got to remember a couple different things. In our liver will feel dysfunction and transfer it to an emotion in your brain. A lot of your insecurities, your anxiety, I will say this, not a lot. All of your insecurities, all of your anxiety, all of your depression, all of your bipolar, every single thing, I can tell you right now, factually, that it is a liver dysfunction. Liver dysfunction. So just think about when you start thinking about why you're feeling the way you're feeling. Is your liver working the way it should? Does it have the tools it needs to function properly? Are you eating enough fat to keep your liver happy and also keep your brain fed? Because a number, remember, 100% of your brain is 100% fat. That's all it is. It's a big piece of fat. So when they tell you low-fat diet, they're trying to kill you and make you dumber. Just listen to the words I'm saying. And this is all ego. Because if they live and make money off you of dying, they win, right? That's all about ego. That's selfishness. So when we talk about person crimes, we talk about how you think, oh yeah, 22 times arrested. This cop got killed in New York and President Trump is going to show up there. We need to arrest everybody who's ever had a ticket, who's ever this, and we just throw out the ticket or we just throw them away. Well, that's where we got that path was from the war on crime. We didn't used to do these things where we prosecuted non-person crimes, but we got in a real habit of everything is a crime and everybody is a criminal. But we don't have to be that way. So when you think about the whole thing of why do? We do it because people scare us. We do it because it's easy, because it's a repeatable pattern that we don't have to actually think about it. But if we have to go down and we have to think about, is this a person crime? Was there a person involved? When did they victimize something? Well, you were speeding. You're victimizing society. No, it doesn't work that way. That's not how a crime works. Well, you used the F word. That's a crime. According to the FCC, that's a crime. According to your pastor, that's a crime. But according to the Bible and everybody else on earth, it's not. You see what I'm saying? See, the government and religions have been in the process of mind control, thought control, speech control since they started writing things down. And everybody's like real confused, like, what do you mean? Jesus said not to use the F word, and that's in the red lettering in the King James Version. Please show me where it says that there's a list of words that you can't use in the Bible. I would greatly appreciate it. I'd love for you to walk me through that. Well, Jim, if you're making another man stumble by using words that are coarse, then you are causing them to sin, and that is on you. No. Guys, no. No, you can't make me feel like their sin is my sin. That doesn't work. But do you see the mind manipulation of what we're talking about? Oh, well, his sin is my sin because I made him sin. What? Work with me on this. And I know I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but I'm not trying to ruin anybody's day or ruin the religion. But I tell you right now, we have to stop going after each other in the way we do. Religions pit us against each other. Governments pit us against each other. Countries pit us against each other. Continents pit us against each other. North America's better than South America. Oh no, North America's better than Europe. Oh, no, we're better than Asia. Ooh. Do you see where the fallacy in this becomes a problem? Hey, Trentus, good to see you. Trent, good to see you. Trent Thomas, he's a friend of my son's. Good to see you, Trent. So, Jonathan, are you asking about methylfolate, or are you talking about, what is that? So, if you let me know, just go to mydailynaturals.com, or the Jim Price Show should have the link in there as well. But when we talk about how our day is going, when someone says, you know, hey, how's your day going? Well, I got a ticket today. You know, I was speeding. Yeah, you got me. It's just taxation. It's an extra tax. And they have the ability with a gun and a round of ammunition to come to you and take your life for that speeding ticket. So understand that we have turned speeding into a death warrant. Because if you run from a cop from a speeding ticket, then it is up to him to end your life to stop you. So if he kills you, do you still owe the $128 for the speeding ticket? Or is it a rightful death? It is better that you are dead. It is better that you are dead than get away from paying for a speeding ticket. Well, if we let one person run from a speeding ticket, everybody runs from a speeding ticket. Please tell me who the victim was in the speeding ticket, and I will gladly side with you any day of the week. Jimmy, society is the victim because we're all in this together, and this is the law of the land. Huh? So you just accept that the people who have been making up these laws all along were right, but the people that you see making up laws today are wrong? So all those other ones were right. Just this one's, these ones that we're doing now where we're red flagging people for crimes that they have not committed, and so that way you could take their guns. We're arresting journalists, we're arresting truthers, we're arresting people. Hey, John Rader, good to see you. Thank you so much for being here. I mean, which way do you want this? Do you see where the fallacy is that we have to be careful in our little glass houses? And I always, as a kid, when someone said, don't throw a rock in a glass house, my mind immediately went to like glass floors and walls and a roof line. And it's like, there's everything's made of glass and you got a rock in your hand. It's like, ooh, if I throw this rock in this glass house, it's going to shatter. It's going to crumble to the ground. But too many times we live our own life throwing rocks in our glass houses because we believe that others should be judged, not the way we should be judged. And we find ourselves in judgment of others, but yet we have yet to fix us. We've yet to work within our own selves. We've yet to work on us in a way that makes us better. So too many times we run out there and we cheer for the, oh yeah, they shot that piece of crap, boy. Hew, picka, 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 pew. They shot him up, boy. 2,000 rounds in a, you know, a Dodge Intrepid. But the problem with us, our problem is the problem that we have is that we've got this whole thing where we cheer the wrong things because we don't want to be the one that they're focusing on. Look at that guy over there. He's the problem, not me, Your Honor. Not me, officer. It's those people. Ooh, look at him. Arrest him, arrest him, arrest him. He's the problem. But when's the last time you looked inside of yourself and when's the last time you worked on you and said, I'm going to do this differently. I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to automatically jump. Now, I didn't say let murderers off and I didn't say let rapists off and I didn't say let pedophiles off and I didn't say let robbers off. Those are person crimes. Do you see the difference? You got to remember the definition of the world that you live in. If you don't understand where you're coming from, you don't know where you're going, and you'll end up somewhere you don't want to be. It's that simple. If you don't know where you're coming from, you don't know where you're going, and you're not going to end up where you want to be. Write it down. Write it down. We have ourselves so many things in our life that we could be doing differently and positively, but we don't choose to look at it that way. We always look at it from the same, look at them, not me. I don't have to work on me. You work on you. Well, that's selfishness. John Rader says, when and if the cat litter hits the fan and the shooting starts, how do we know who we get to shoot at? Well, John, the guy that's shooting at you is usually a pretty good indicator of the people you should be shooting at, I guess. But the problem is the guys with the badge and the gun are having to figure out what side of history they want to be on. John Kennedy, for police to actually serve and protect, they hide in the bushes and just wait to make money on us by chasing us for speeding is not serving and protecting. That's absolutely correct, John. That's the problem with that. When we see that these people are not actually walking a beat, get out. When's the last time you actually watched a cop walk down your streets? John Kennedy, I know you live in a neighborhood there. I'm sure that there's not a lot of crime, but I will say, when's the last time you saw a police officer just walking down the street saying hi to the neighbors, talking to someone walking their dog? How about Jill? How about you? You live there in Florida. When's the last time you saw someone walk in the street? Edward, you live in Tucson. When's the last time you saw someone saw a cop just walk in the street? Just walk in the street. Just ask, hey, how's it going? Oh, just walk in the street. Just kicking tires, just seeing how the world's going down the street here. This is my neighborhood. I am the cop on patrol. When did you guys have that instance? Now, when I was a kid, we saw cops because I was poor. I lived in poor areas, so we saw cops, but we never liked them being around because it never ended well. John says, I haven't ever seen that here. Well, and John, you, your neighborhood, I think that everybody there, if I remember right, they all pay taxes, but yet you don't seem to be being served. You know, when's the last time you ever saw a cop out there with a jumper cables or with a crowbar in his hand changing a tire? But then again, it's not their job to do that, but what if they were just happened to be there when you really needed them for those services just like that? What would it be like? See, these are the questions I want you guys to ask yourself as you think about the days you're going through and think about, okay, what do I got to do to work on me? What do I got to do to do these inner working things so I am not blaming others while I'm not working on me. I can't blame John Kennedy for not picking up. John doesn't have a dog, but if he didn't pick up his dog turds, I don't care. Guys, I am an anti-dog poop picker-upper guy. I think that is the dumbest thing society in America. Will they come back in the future and start digging through our landfill, and they're going to find all these little blue packages of dog poop everywhere. They're going to think we're a bunch of lunatics that we save dog poop in bags. And by the way, guys, dog poop is made mostly of vegetables. There's very little very little meat in it. 80-90% of all the dog foods you're feeding your dogs is nothing but filler, mostly corn and Milo and some oats and some other things, and it's not going to hurt you if it's in your yard. Go out there with a garden hose and spray it down. But anyway, the point I'm trying to make is, guys, work on you. Work on how amazing you can be. See what you can do. But I can't blame John. John, you didn't do that. Until I start walking on water, I don't really see where I've got a lot of things to say. Now, I will tell you that I am not bilking my country out of trillions of dollars. So I'm going to complain about my citizens that have less constitutional rights called public servants. When I look at the public servants spending trillions of dollars, I'm going to complain about it. When I see the fallacy of the leadership that's actually destroying and affecting me, I'm going to complain about it. Because that person's affecting me. That's a person crime. When I see that they're making us look like a bunch of ding-dongs on the world stage, I'm going to complain about that. Because I'm not out there doing those things they are. John says, I'm worn out today. Being amazing all week wears me out. John. That's from John Rader. So John Kennedy and John Rader over here on the other side. So again, guys, think about the world you live in and what you want to look like and how you want people to respect you. We all do that whole thing, an eye for an eye, treat people like you want to be treated, do unto others as you want them to do unto you, blah, 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 blah. But are you really doing that? Are you really doing more for others? Are you doing what we talk about here on the Jim Price Show? I end this show the same way every single day, and I have done that now for almost 1,000 episodes. The 10% you do for your neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government, the more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far better place. Hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in. We will win, I promise. I'll make promises I can't keep. Guys, I mean these things. Do more for others. Find where you can do something in your neighborhood. If you see a tree limb on a tree that's hanging out so and you can't see down the street to get out, you're sitting there going, I can't see past that stupid tree, that limb hangs out there. I can't see to get out in the intersection. Why don't you go over there with your chainsaw and crop that canopy, that tree up so people can visually see down the road and they don't have to be in danger. Don't wait for the city to do it. See, the city, county, state, the federal government, you remember that? Your neighbor, community, city, neighbor, community. Well, your neighbor's the guy next door. The community is the little block or whatever you live in. You know, you go out on the main street. The city, your neighbor, neighbor, community, city, then the city. Do you need to pick up some trash? You need to mow some things, cut a tree down, move it, you know, trim up a tree. You know, those kind of little things. Unplug a drain. It doesn't take the city to do these things. It takes you. It's you putting forth the effort for the world around you and what you want it to look like. What do you want the world to be? What do you think the world should be? How great do you think the world can be if you don't put any effort into it? So when we think about how this person crime, when we all want to say, yes, this individual killed another problem, let's just focus on that. Well, he was arrested 22 times. Again, what were the arrests for? What are we doing here? Think about that. Think about doing it differently than how we've always done it. Because the pattern that we're in right now, the laziness, the rhetoric, the constant pushing of this one thing we keep doing over and over and over again and expecting a different outcome, that's on us because our minds are lazy. Because we build patterns because it works for us. And we don't have to do that. We can do things just a little bit different every single day. Just like I told you in the beginning of the show, I told you I'm brushing my teeth now and the bentonite clay, the diatomaceous earth, these things, I'm swallowing it. And it took me a year to finally do that. I knew every day, I'm like, I gotta, and I'm, got the old Sonicare going, and then I'm like, I just couldn't, the habit, right? Well, this week, I finally stopped doing that. And you know what? Because that's going into my stomach first thing in the morning, it's actually creating a better balance in my stomach. The diatomaceous clay that's in the, and the diatomaceous earth that's in the, not the diatomaceous clay, diatomaceous earth that is in my toothpaste, it actually is really good for your stomach because your stomach likes a little bit of gravel. It's a craw, no different than what chickens or birds have. The same way that a cow has multiple stomachs to do different types of digestion. You have to think of things differently. Don't always do those old things. And I am working on it myself, just in the toothpaste part of my life. And there's other things I'm working on constantly, guys. Trust me. But this is what I'm bringing up to you because this is one of the things I finally, after a year, just started going ahead and not spitting out my toothpaste. I can actually ingest that, and it's actually very good for me. It's very beneficial to my gut lining, to the digestive system, to my small and large intestine. It's all part of that. And we need those things in our body, but we all think we got to super wash and bleach everything. But in reality, doctors I have talked to tell you don't wash your vegetables out of your garden. Don't wash the fruits off of your own trees because the dust and the dirt that's on there is actually very good for you. But again, we've been told to bleach and do all these things, and we don't have to. Take some of that worry and stuff away. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for everything you guys have been doing. Remember, if you guys want to donate to the show, get a hold of me. Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. Send it to a friend. Don't send it to a business because if you send it through a business or even my own website, if you send it to my website, I get they take a portion of that. I think it's like 1 or 3%. Anyway, so if you guys want to send me a donation through PayPal, Cash App, Venmo, let me know, and I can send you those links. If you guys want to go to My Daily Naturals, get your basic cell function package. Also, I'm bringing on, just put out today, the new satellite phone company that I'm working with. They have a satellite phone service, and it's going to have a service in there that will have a truther communication system where we will be bringing out information through the satellite phone service that is just for truthers, especially in emergency situations where we can come together and bind together, and that satellite service will be available for that. So I did put that on my Facebook pages and the Twitter page as well, so if you guys are interested in that, let me know. Anyway, I will have the people from the satellite phone company on the show very soon. And any guys, also, sillygnome.com, if you guys are wanting any mushrooms, tincture mushrooms for your daily mental health, physical health, cancer health as well. Also, you guys go and buy, hey, repping right here, Corner Badass and Cool Shit, one of the shirts we have. We have multiple others designs over there. We have all kinds of stuff. So you guys are wanting any of that stuff, go over there, thejimpriceshow.com, sign up. And a few of you guys have ordered shirts. You guys got to start repping them. Get them out on your profile picture. Get them out on your Facebook or Twitter posts. And thank you, Lindsay, for putting yours out there already. It's been great having you a part of the show. Carrie Heiserman, I do have your shirt printed. I just need your address. So if you send me your address, I can send it to you. If you don't send it to me, I'll find your address. I'm sure I have it around here from the letters you have sent me before. So either way, you're going to get your shirt, Carrie Heiserman. The others, if you guys want to get out there and get yours ordered, please do that. And it also obviously helps the Jim Price Show. So thank you guys so much for what you're doing out there. All right, guys, let me know about Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. If you guys want to start doing a health class or an informational class, private Zoom, where we talk about things that you guys want to talk about, questions and answers, the things that your ailments are, and other people are going to be able to learn from you and heal from you as well, because your information helps everybody, and I will do everything I can to help you guys. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Remember the 10% we do for our neighbor, community, city, county, state, the federal government. The more you do for them, the less they have to do for you. Learn how to be selfless and not so damn selfish. There will be a far, far better place. Remember, hold the line, hold fast, do not give up, do not give in. We will win, I promise. I don't make promise I can't keep, guys. You've always been the answer. Remember, the Constitution limits the government, but never, ever limits you, guys. Thank you guys so much for everything you guys are doing out there. I'm Jim Price, the Jim Price Show Daily Update. You guys will be good to each other out there, and I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye-bye.